Tackling Middle School Reading. Decoding. If a dyslexic student in middle school is still struggling with reading, specific decoding work should be part of that student's reading plan. Decoding work in this context refers to explicit instruction in phoneme level and syllable level phonics. It also means explicit instruction in morphology, the meaning and structure of parts of words. For instance, prefixes, suffixes, and root words. Long words. Middle school students typically have mastered basic phonics rules, like the k, a, and t sounds in cat, but they struggle with long words like allegiance or decentralization that they are likely to encounter in middle school social studies textbooks. Researchers have found that from the fifth grade up, students must learn 10,000 new content words per year to keep up with their peers. These content words are usually multisyllabic. If students can't decode the words by breaking them down into smaller bits and figuring out their sounds and meaning, they will fall increasingly behind. Break down new long content vocabulary. In the best of all possible worlds, all teachers would present new vocabulary, modeling the meaning based on having the word broken down into their component parts. For instance, science and social studies teachers could include broken down into parts constitutional, con-sti-tu-tion-al. Morphology and word families. Resource room teachers then could work in parallel to highlight and allow practice, for instance, word sorts, to help students recognize common patterns that comprise word families. New words can then be read in different contexts to nuance their knowledge and increase the likelihood that they'll recognize their meanings in challenging text. Students working alone with new lists of long words could work with the free online version of dictionary.com, which breaks down word into parts, provides phonetic equivalents, examples, and word origins. Microsoft's free learning tools for OneNote also combines the ability to break down all text into syllables, as well as highlighted read aloud. This means if students can have their reading imported into OneNote, this function may also allow students to successfully read long words as well as higher complexity text. Have a high index of suspicion that dyslexic students aren't acquiring long words. Middle school students aren't likely to report that they're struggling because of the quantity of long words they encounter in their reading. Their strengths in inference lead them to skip and guess at meaning in sentences, but doing this on a regular day-to-day basis will only cause them to get further and further behind. If you are listening to them read in a one-on-one situation, stop and talk about how breaking down long words and analyzing their parts when you encounter them. There may be so many words that a student encounters that they don't know how to read, that it may be practically impossible to ask the meaning of every long word. Some happy medium should be arrived at, so the student can also be permitted to have periods of uninterrupted silent reading, so that they get the gist of what is being discussed without having to stop at every unknown word. Glass analysis and instruction in word families, another tool. One potentially useful tool for middle and older readers is the Glass Analysis program that uses word lists with similar rhyme to accelerate the acquisition of new words. This approach is not meant to take the place to intensive Orton-Gillingham type training, but rather is an extra tool to have in your toolbox to supplement existing curricula or to help more severely dyslexic students who have trouble getting traction in another curricula. For example, in one research study, high school students were given reading passages with challenging text. At the first reading, tutors simply corrected students when they were mispronounced or misread. Word errors were then selected for drills that also included additional words from part of the same rhyme family. For instance, to teach the word became, the tutor drilled be, same, tame, came, and became. She also drilled become to distinguish it from became. The drills just consisted of showing flashcards with the words or word parts on a card, then asking the student to read the words and pronounce the rhyme. For the word excerpts, for instance, the drilled words included excel and excellent, but also serpent, and nonsense words like serp, cert, and serped. Correct answers were answered with good or correct, whereas tutors simply gave correct answers in response to incorrect answers. Students spend two full sessions on the short reading passage and its difficult words. After 15 to 18 sessions that took up short class periods, the Woodcock Reading Mastery Test was readministered. Although this was a small study, the GLASS analysis group showed an impressive increase in word attack and identification scores from 4.3 grade equivalent to 7.6. Their reading passage scores also increased significantly. The researchers' conclusions, quote, when students learned to decode the difficult but often informative words in a passage, they were better able to extract the meaning of what they were reading. Individualized tutoring and decoding skills, in combination with the comprehension training received in class, was more effective in increasing reading comprehension than was the equivalent amount of time spent on course material without the word identification training. Rather than just teaching students to read more words, the GLASS analysis word identification drills may have helped students to organize their existing knowledge in terms of frequent spelling patterns, rather than individual words. Because the students practiced recognizing letter sequences in different words, they learned how to apply their knowledge to reading new words containing familiar patterns, end quote.